Good Lord. He's all that in a bag of chips.
Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Fathers hide your daughters because no woman can resist this stone-cold player.
Are you a parking ticket or something? Because you've got fine written all over you.
Kevin Powell.
You know what's on the menu? Me and you.
The lover man.
That was aggressive.
Oh, my God.
Turned on yet, ladies?
Those are impressive.
Have they run out of the studio yet?
Yeah. Oh, she said
I don't
impressive.
Know they're still here.
I said aggressive.
Oh. Impressive, too.
Yeah. We did. We just locked the studio door. So they have to stay here at least long enough to continue on with the first segment of the Kevin Powell dating game. After that, I think fire codes require us to open the door. I don't know. It's getting a little hot in here, isn't it? All right. Here are our two finalists. In the Kevin Powell dating game, we've got Colleen from Roselle. She originally from Roselle. She currently lives in Evanston. She is a dentist. And we also have now Kate is a lawyer from Chicago, living in Chicago, originally from Decatur. How about that?
Very impressive, both of them.
Very impressive. All right, now, and a couple of their questions that they were asked. I should just lead you through this here. Like Colleen, for example, would you rather be 3'9" or 9'3", and why? And Colleen says, so people can carry me around. Now, interestingly, now Kate says she'd rather be 9'3" with no explanation.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What's the 9'3" all about, Kate?
I think that when you're 9'3", you're probably good at sports. So probably make a lot of money.
That's probably true.
And have a comfortable lifestyle. Yeah, right?
It's true.
I like it.
All right, and now,
she likes money. I like her.
Now, people say I look like, and Colleen says like Jackie Sharp from House of Cards. You do.
I've been
getting that a lot recently from a lot of my friends.
Yeah,
getting a lot of fame from the show.
Apparently,
you're basically celebrities now.
Yeah. Well, I do not have the same personality. She's hardcore.
And Kate gets Drew Barrymore quite a bit. I see that as well.
I do see that, yes.
Very nice.
Would you rather have a beach or mountain getaway? Now, Colleen, the dentist, says, yeah, both. Now, the lawyer says, mountain getaway for sure. Boom.
Decisive. Yeah.
Decisive. Yeah. That's very important. Very important. And when you were little, what did you want to do when you grew up? What would you want to be when you grew up? And this is interesting. Again, Kate, the lawyer, says meteorologist.
Oh. Did I miss that question?
You think you did miss that question. Do you have an answer, Colleen, for that one? What did you want to be when you grow up, when you were little?
Oh, man.
I did that a lot of tests, too. Just leave the answers blank. Don't worry about it.
Well, now, Colleen,
I did that a lot in dental school, too.
Colleen says my mother, but I don't know. I think end of the other.
People say I look like my mother.
Oh, and your mother.
In addition to.
Okay. Because that's a cute answer, but it's not what he's looking for. I can tell you that right now. That worked.
I don't know. Kevin does
that
love
worked
his
out okay.
mother.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I want to be probably, doctor, dentist, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Early on, you kind of knew.
So now here we are in the final rounds of the Kevin Powell dating game. And again, ladies, there is no escape from this. And so we're going to let Kevin ask you the questions and move through this.
All right.
And then at the end of this, we will all vote and we will declare a winner.
Okay, that's what we decided.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
And Kevin gets to vote. Kevin votes.
And Kevin does
vote.
Get one vote.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Violetta says she gets three, so I don't know how that works.
So I'm asking the questions now, correct?
Yeah, okay. You're asking the questions.
All right, we'll start with Colleen here. Do you prefer Polish sausage, Italian sausage, or bratwurst?
What?
Probably Italian sausage.
Italian?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Would you like to...
I don't really have a reason for that. I feel like I like that the
you
most because
like
I've had that most often.
You like spicy?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the question you lead with, Kevin?
Yeah, that is a reason.
I'm Polish. I was hoping you would go with that.
At least he didn't say kielbasa and imperil our license. Yes, your next question.
Over to Kate. Yeah. How long are you willing to sit in agony rather than stand up and get an out-of-reach remote? You know when the remote, like, bounces away and on the floor and you're on the couch? How long are you willing to wait to get up and go get that remote?
How far does it go?
You're not able to reach it from the couch. So let's say a good 8 feet, because those things are,
You have to get up. I think the point is he wants you to get up.
I mean,
Because I'm not going to get up and get it.
I'll get the remote for you.
Oh,
there you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Very nice. I don't. That's the answer he's looking for. I think.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true though. What if you don't want to change the channel?
Well, that's a good point. You could hide it, and then. But there's then
it's,
no need.
Even if it's fine on the TV, you still it's just bothersome to have the remote away from you. I like the answer, Kate. Well done. Colleen, over to you.
I'm not sure we like the questions. What are these questions?
These are relevant, understandable dating questions.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Over to Colleen. Beer, wine, or straight liquor?
Ooh. Straight liquor. What do you mean by straight?
Like
liquor?
I mean, are you beer, wine, or do you mix
cocktail.
Drinks?
Cocktail.
I like cocktail. Can I choose two?
Sure. All right.
Okay.
You can choose all
She's
three.
A little indecisive, but I.
No, I am. Yeah.
She likes a lot of things.
I do. Beer and mixed, cocktails.
Not a wine girl.
So, you start with beers and then go to cocktails? Or
preferably
just mix
the other way around.
Wherever.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
What
preferably.
About muscle milk? Did we ask you about the muscle
yes,
milk?
Yes, and thank you for the muscle milk. Okay. It was delicious.
Did you drink it?
You're into that?
Yes, I did. Okay,
did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good stuff.
All right. I'm not sure I believe anything that she's saying from this moment forward. Kate, I'd like your answer on that, too, because I saw that you liked that question.
Which question? The muscle milk or the liquor?
The liquor, yeah.
Oh, I like liquor. I like tequila.
Tequila?
Oh,
so you go with hard liquor first.
I like hard liquor, but I also like wine, and I like beer.
So you guys like everything. You guys like to consume alcohol.
Tequila.
All right.
Yes.
And muscle milk, it turns out.
And muscle milk.
We're all on the same page there. This is going down the wire.
You are perfect for this show. That's all we're going to say.
Come back on Friday.
The muscle milk, by the way, I had a muscle milk right before we did this because I've not had.
Did your shirt ripped when your muscles just started bulging?
Kevin gave me a muscle milk for my birthday, which I thought was very nice a couple of weeks ago. Uh-huh. And I thought it's been sitting here in our little refrigerator, and I thought, why don't I try it?
There you go.
Yeah. And then
then what'd you think when you tried it?
Well,
could you see his biceps growing in there?
Yeah.
Maybe the immediate results weren't apparent, but we'll give it a couple days.
Yep. Oh, there's my shirt. Okay, sorry about that.
Is that your shirt?
Yeah. As far as you know.
Was it my zipper open?
Yeah, don't worry.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
All right. Are we on? Who are we on here? Colleen?
Whatever, wherever you want to go.
God. Okay. If you could choose one as your pet, which would you choose? A penguin, a monkey, or a sloth? Just both of you can answer.
Oh,
fire
they're all so cute.
Mm-hmm.
A penguin, would I have to live in the cold? Well, I guess we do live
Yeah, you
in
couldn't
cold.
Move to the South Pole.
Yeah.
Where Violetta says it's much warmer because it's south. Don't ask. Yeah.
They both
laughed at that, by the way, which is good, which means that they actually finished through eighth grade since they're both professionals.
Yeah, gone farther than that. Yeah. A lot farther.
Yeah, okay. So go ahead.
I guess a monkey.
Monkey? Okay.
Monkey?
I think that'd
okay.
be, sure, that'd be fun.
All right.
That'd be fun.
All right, Kate.
I think I'd pick a sloth. Is that one of the options?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
One of those. I think my uncle had a monkey. They're difficult.
Oh,
watch
oh.
out.
Shoot.
That's like a, yeah.
Oh, it
seems like a
yeah.
lot.
That was, I think that was a shot. I think she's trying to intimidate her.
No,
hey,
no.
Step off! The monkeys are very, very difficult to deal with.
Oh, it's
very
getting
hard.
Crazy.
This question.
These questions.
This would be bad to come home to, I think. Yeah.
All right, go ahead. This question means a lot to me. Both of your answers to this one.
All right.
Your final meal. What is it? Appetizer, entree, dessert.
Your final meal. So which one of these is getting executed?
In prison? Yeah. What are we talking
Why
about?
Why are these relevant?
I just need to know.
All right. Okay. He liked food, gosh. Apparently. All right. Let's start with you, Kate.
I would pick.
Oh, wait, and you said sloth already on
the
last
sloth.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I got the sloth, yeah. my last meal before I'm executed. That's the question?
Well, I guess.
I don't know. Right. Like, if you could have one meal, I guess I really phrased that horribly.
One
just
meal.
If you could have one meal, your favorite meal, start
that's
with
a pretty good question.
I really, really like surf and turf.
Surf and turf? Oh, that's
surf
a good one to go.
Yeah.
And that's going to make a mess, too, so that's good.
That's
good. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And.
Dessert?
Wait, do you have a dessert? Is there a dessert?
I love key lime pie.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say key lime pie. That's perfect with surf and turf.
That's perfect. And was there another part of it?
An appetizer?
Appetizer.
Maybe like ceviche or something? Like a ceviche?
It's a phenomenal answer.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Wow. That's very good.
Wow.
Very good. Very good. All right. Over to you, Colleen.
Appetizer, chips and guacamole.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice.
Meal... Probably steak and mashed potatoes.
Wonderful.
And desserts, I'm a chocolate lover, so really piece of Portillo's chocolate cake milk or something. Muscle milk would probably do the trick too.
Chocolate muscle milk frappe with berries. What can I? Now I don't know. Is it really a steak and potato thing? Really?
Well, because I. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like that meal that I don't get that often.
A final
really
meal.
Make for
She's
myself,
talking about a final
so
meal, not one meal. Meal.
Right, that's it.
Yeah, I'm not having chicken and whatever I make for myself.
Just for the record, though, Kev, is there any answer that would have been wrong since you love all
there
food?
Could have, like, if they were, like, not to
a
knock vegetarian. Yeah, like vegetarian.
We did have one that went
vegan.
Really bad.
Yeah,
vegetarian. A couple of weeks ago.
We had a pizza topping that apparently turned
mushrooms
him off.
Mushrooms and olives. Yeah. How many more questions do I have, Rob?
Let's see. You know what we'll do?
Because I have one more that I have to ask.
Okay, why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll ask the final question, and then we'll decide who is going to win. I think these are two beautiful and accomplished women who don't deserve this.
Kevin would be lucky to go on a date with either of them.
Right?
I thought you meant the reverse.
No, they have done nothing wrong to deserve this. Colleen is a dentist. She is helping people one molar at a time.
Yeah.
Kate is an accomplished attorney. This is everything here just doesn't seem to add up. But Kevin does. So
he'll
we'll come back. We'll ask one more question. But first, Violetta Powder Medic's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
The ladies can't get enough of them.
Kissing burns 5 calories a minute. How about a workout?
He's so desirable. Coach Mike Ditka would date him.
This guy is a good-looking dude.
He is.
You got bulging muscles. Listen, it's a date you got to have, gang.
Kevin Powell.
You want to get some coffee? Because I like you a latte.
The lover man.
Endorsed by Coach Ditka.
Yeah.
I mean, Coach or pals now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As a result of this. Yeah. All right. We have our final two contestants. We got Kate, who's an attorney living in Chicago, originally from Decatur. And we have Colleen, who is living in Evanston, originally from Roselle. She is a dentist. I cannot believe how sweet and accomplished and attractive these women are. And they are sitting here with us.
Vying
for a date with you. This is humiliating.
And I'm in the green room vying for their attention. They're so cool. I'm like, hey, girls. Jeff's like, you got to get back to the traffic. I'm like, I'm busy.
This is quality.
This really
right
is
here.
Something. All right. So this is the final question that Kevin has for both of our contestants on the Kevin Powell Dating Game, the finals.
When was your last date and what happened?
Oh, that is tough.
What kind of question
for you, Violetta? What kind of question is that?
Plead the fifth, ladies.
That may be the best question yet.
Yeah.
That's a very probing question, though.
Right.
This is like a TV game show, though, so I don't know. You're not supposed to ask
too
stuff like this.
Too deep for this
yeah.
circumstances.
I mean, what is this, Dr. Phil? Now, exactly what happened on your last day?
Whatever details you feel comfortable. Like, where'd you go? What'd you like about it? What you did?
How'd that work out for you? All right. Colleen, let's start with you.
Last date was a couple of months ago.
Okay.
We went to the art museum. Downtown, which I thought was really impressive.
That was a nice date. Yeah. Like Kevin's going to go to an art museum.
Yeah. Won't be going there again.
Kevin could drive by an art museum. He probably has without noticing it.
Like,
I wonder what those lions are doing out there.
There's a food court in there.
Where's the bar?
Well, she's seen it. She doesn't have to go back.
Art museum.
Yeah, we don't.
Art museum.
I'm done.
Luckily,
I'm done.
Got that out of the way. So the next date can be nothing like the art museum.
Oh, my God. That is an excellent point.
Thanks, Guy, from last year.
Exactly. Thanks, anonymous guy.
All right,
Kate, where was your last date?
It was about maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
We went to Schoolyard for dinner.
Schoolyard?
Yeah.
That's a nice restaurant.
They have a good,
fun.
It's a good bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
great outside, yeah.
Yeah, I think we just watched the playoffs, the NHL playoffs.
Okay.
That was it. Yeah, it was easy. Nothing.
You know, I have a follow-up, though. That was during the dating game, was it?
No. It was right before, because I remember.
She's allowed to go on dates.
Yeah.
I mean,
what the hell is that kind of question,
Violetta? This isn't like The Bachelorette.
I hope they're both going on crazy dates.
Yes.
With incredible endings tonight, just to get over what they've gone through today.
I need some outlet.
Yeah.
It was a treat for both of them, bro. Come on.
Yeah. No, I'm saying. All right. Now, remember, here's what the winner will receive here is a date with Kevin to Little Bucharest, America's favorite European bistro in Chicago, which is what's the address, Violetta?
3661 North Elston. At,
3661 North Elston in Chicago.
Elston and Addison.
At the runner-up, who, in just in case the winner decides that they don't want to show up, the runner-up.
Well, they have to fulfill the duties.
Cannot fulfill their duties, mm-hmm. Yeah. And the only duty is showing up. And then leaving about halfway through the appetizers. My phone. Wait, hold on. I got to get this. Or you know what? I've noticed, I've scoped this out. There are windows in the bathroom, ladies, just in case this doesn't work out.
An escape route?
Yeah.
So I've had to use them before.
See, that's when being 3'9 would be really helpful.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Excellent. So the runner-up gets a romantic dinner for two with your own choice of date at Le Bucharest as well. Separate
Judy and
night.
I are available.
Yeah, separate night for that. And we'll make sure it's a separate night. Make sure it's a night where Kevin has to be covering the White Sox because he likes to go do that.
Yeah, he's going to cover these professionals.
Sure.
I don't know. I might mess up the reservation, see how that turns out.
Exactly. All right. We're going to do the voting, and we will announce the winner after Judy's news at the top of the hour right here. Stay close.
Good Lord. He's all that in a bag of chips.
Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Fathers, hide your daughters. Because no woman can resist this stone-cold player.
Are you a parking ticket or something? Because you've got fine written all over you.
Kevin Powell.
You know what's on the menu? Me and you.
The lover man.
I just threw up in my mouth.
The pickup lines are almost as good as the questions.
All right. I just want to say this, that in the studio right now, we have our finalists mm-hmm. in the Kevin Powell dating game. We also have Kevin has now come down to the studio. The first time he has met the ladies and that mm-hmm. they can lay eyes on him as an actual human being, a three-dimensional human being in the flesh.
And they're all still here.
Yeah, I know. It's a little shocking.
Away. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Yep. And all right. So our contestants here, Colleen, who is a dentist from Evanston, living in Evanston currently, and from Roselle originally, who is, she has put up with a lot to be here.
Oh,
I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. I mean,
those questions, am I the only one who thought the questions were a little off?
They were phenomenal, Anne.
What kind of encased meats do you like?
Yeah, Polish, Italian, bratwurst.
What does that get you?
It's more of a personality question.
Right.
Oh. Right. You think so? Read more into that?
You think so? Then there's Kate. She is originally from Decatur, lives in Chicago, and she's an attorney. She's geographically desirable here in the sense that she lives in the city, Kevin, and one day when you grow up, you'd like to live in the city,
yeah.
too.
Or I can stumble home from one of our show outings.
Yeah,
right. You get
exactly.
a pad in the mm-hmm. city, yeah. potentially. Yes. Things go well.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, now, ladies, we have polled everybody on the show here. Judy and Anna and myself and Violetta and our production team mm-hmm. have compiled the votes.
It was so stressful.
It was very stressful because, quite honestly, I think that Kevin cannot, first of all, A, cannot lose here, but more importantly, I think that everybody should be going out on a date is what I think
right.
should happen.
But. Yeah, I think everyone will be okay.
Lucky either way.
Yes, right. I think some people would be better than others
yes.
right now. And
well
put. Here's how I'm going to, we're going to split this up for you. The winner goes on a date with Kevin Powell mm-hmm. to Little Bucharest, which is a restaurant of great international fame on the northwest side of the city of Chicago at Addison and Elston. And it's a lovely evening out. And Bronco Padromedic, the father of Violetta Padromedic, will be hosting you and your chaperone for the evening. Because, you know, the dating game, they always have their chaperone so that no one can, you know, does anything inappropriate.
He's not my idea of a chaperone.
The
but
problem
all
is
right.
all he does is
instigate.
Is instigate right. and creates inappropriate. So if you are illicitly touched by someone, it will be him, not right. Kevin Powell. Right. Just remember
you
that.
You can slap Kevin, but it yeah. won't be his fault.
I'm sorry, ladies.
Exactly. Now, there is a likelihood that we will all be sitting at a table next to you, so if the date isn't going well...
Nothing awkward about that.
You can get up and leave the table and then come on over.
That's not going to happen.
Right. Now, Mark Sapelsa is here. He's got to witness this. You're going to be the official...
Sorry, Mark.
You are the official witness, I suppose. You have to sign off on this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Mark, you there?
Did we lose Mark? We lost Mark.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be a part of it.
He might not. Right, we didn't ask Mark. Him first.
Mark's at Little Bucharest right now.
He got hungry at the idea of this,
He may want to join for the big yeah. date. And they want to come over there.
So, and then the runner-up gets dinner at Little Bucharest with the date of her choice. Right? It could be anybody.
So everyone wins.
Anybody that you choose.
So I could essentially go on two dates. Right, because
it might likely choose you.
Oh, no. He's under the impression that the not winner will.
Yeah, they might ask
Kevin. I was just saying that's a possibility.
By the way, Violette, I want to make something perfectly clear. I wouldn't use the term winner and non-winner here.
I didn't know what to say. I didn't want to say loser.
I would say, I wouldn't say winner or loser here.
No, I wouldn't say that either.
That's a very fluid situation, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This whole situation is very stressful.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do The Bachelor.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. And I don't know why. And I don't know why these young ladies who are greatly accomplished.
Very impressive, both of them.
Want to be here, yeah. But
fun, good sports, went along with those awful questions. It's just, you know, I have so much respect for them.
And bad instincts.
Look at this in my questions.
Yeah. Well, all right.
In case meats are important to me.
I don't know. Is that important? Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So your winner here is Kate, the attorney from Chicago. How about that?
She looks horrified. Yay.
She just rolled her eyes.
No, I didn't.
Not what they do on The Bachelor.
I'm not expecting that. Okay.
So
do we have a Muscle Milk to present her instead of the rose?
Here. Hold on, Kev.
There was a recall on Muscle Milk. Did you guys see that story
today? Don't worry about
Kevin, get on your knee and give it to her.
Get this on.
I'd like to present to you a chocolate naturally and...
No, get down there.
I'm not going to get on the knee.
Yeah, you can just hand it.
Naturally and artificially flavored genuine Muscle Milk, 20 grams of protein, 0 grams of sugar, non-dairy protein shake. Congratulations.
I love Muscle Milk, so this is good. Thank you.
There it is.
Yeah.
Officially won.
That's great.
I just had my first Muscle Milk, and quite honestly, I'm telling you, I feel
you look like you're in great shape already.
That's right there. I'm sorry, that was my other shoulder.
Did it taste good? You liked it?
I did like it.
Okay.
Actually. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It's all good.
Well, congrats, Kate. We think.
Congratulations. Yes. Thank you to both of you for.
And Colleen, really, congratulations to you. I'm telling you,
you'll be better off.
Right. This is the escape. This is what you know how like your family when you break up with somebody and
they're like,
your family's like,
sorry,
oh, you did the right thing. You know, or your friends are like,
so
oh,
happy,
no.
Sad for you.
Right.
Finally,
they tell exactly when. How long did it take you to figure this out? Right. You get that? That's kind of what. Colleen, that is how you should look at this. I mean, I'm sorry to say that in front of you, Kate, because you still have one really. It's a great.
Could work
tell you something.
This could be great.
You guys are giving mixed signals here. You're like, Colleen, this would have been awful. Kate, congratulations.
Kate, you're going to love. I'm going to just say this right now. The meal, at least, is worth it. We've been there a number of times. A great restaurant.
It's excellent.
Yeah, and the drinks, you know, run very full. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's it. So, all right. So, congratulations to both of you for different reasons. And we'll return on the other side. I believe that Mr. Sapelsa is going to join us, but then again, I don't know. I know Mr. Skilling will be joining us. Tom Skilling is joining us in just a few minutes because we got some very, very wacky weather coming our way tomorrow. It's been such a beautiful summer so far, right?
It's been gorgeous. But tomorrow there's some serious stuff potentially heading in the area, and so he'll tell us about it.
Right. Even the summer's only one day old right now, but it's still
it's been a beautiful summer.
Beautiful summer so far.